A verse from the gospel reading read to you just a moment ago from the 4th chapter of Matthew. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." We hear the words and we automatically think one thing. And I just realized that during the singing of this, the sermon hymn, the hymn we just finished singing. Usually when we hear those words spoken by Jesus, "Follow me," one thing comes to our mind, and that is, we must follow his example. After all, I don't see him with my eyes any longer. He's not physically here for me to literally walk after him. He must mean that he shows us an example and he's calling us to follow in that same track. We just sang about it, verse 1 of the hymn that we just sang toward the end. "Oh, bear the cross, whatever betide, take my example for your guide." And then in verse 2, "I am the way, and well I show how you must sojourn here below." And there it is. There it is. We're singing about an interpretation of this particular text. Follow me. Follow my example. The problem is, Jesus does not say to these original disciples, nor does he say in the text that is before us, "Follow my example." What he says is, "Follow me." And so we set the example idea aside for the time being. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't walk out of here saying Pastor Keller said something that I didn't say. I would just like us to look at this text in a slightly different fashion than, say, we normally do. And when we hear the words of Jesus, "Follow me," why not take them literally? Not follow his example, but follow me. Follow him. Now you might ask how that is done. It was easier for these first disciples who were called, of course. They could see Jesus standing there. They could see which direction he was going. They could see how he was traveling. They could see how they could join him and follow behind him. Let him lead the way. We'll just follow him. We'll go where he goes. Well, wait a minute. There it is. We'll go where he goes. Is that not what these original disciples did in carrying out the command of Jesus, "Follow me"? I think it is. And what that means then for you and me, very simply, is the same thing. Go where he goes. That's following him, to go where he goes. And where does he go? That's the question. Where does he go? Where is Jesus Christ today? The answer to that question is very, very obvious. Where does Jesus go? That I might follow him? He goes where he says he goes. That's where he's at. And that's how I follow him. Jesus is present where Jesus has said he will be present. And I hear his call, "Follow me." And I know where he is. He has revealed to me where he is. He has revealed to me where he wants me to go, because he's there. And where is that? We hear the words of Jesus in the New Testament, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Well, what does that mean? That means very simply that Jesus is present in the worship of his church. And by coming to this building this day on this occasion, we carry out that injunction, "Follow me." We go where He is. That's why we're here today. I don't know if any of you have ever really put the two together before, but that's why we're here. Because a long time ago, Jesus said to you and me, follow me. Come with me. Go where I am. And where else is He? Well, we're going to hear it once again this morning. When Jesus took the bread and He says, this is my body. And He took the wine and He said, this is my blood. That's Him. That's where He is. And each and every time that I approach that communion rail to receive the Lord's Supper, I am carrying out that injunction, follow me. Because that's where Jesus is. So I go. Where else is He? You know, in that great end times discourse, when Jesus is talking about the final judgment, He says these words, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. For as much as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. Where is Jesus present that I might follow Him? He is present in those in need. He is present in those who need a helping hand. He is present in those who are downcast. That's where He is. And Jesus has assured us that each and every time we help someone in those straits, we're doing something to Him. And that's why I do that. Every time I help someone who has a need, every time I visit someone who is lonely, every time I give a drink of water to someone who's thirsty, I'm following Him. Now the original disciples, of course, we are told in our text, you heard it twice, upon hearing the call, follow me, immediately left their nets, left what they were doing, and they followed Him. The church bells ring on Sunday morning, and Jesus is crying, follow me. May it be said of us that we immediately left what we were doing and came and followed Him. The church is once again celebrating Holy Communion. And Jesus once again says to the church, follow me. May it be said of us that we immediately left what we were doing and followed Him. The individual says, I'm hurting. I'm sick. I have no one to help. And Jesus is once again calling, follow me. May it be said of us that like those original disciples, we immediately left what we were doing and followed Him. Amen.